This Saturday marks the opening of the Brisbane Street Arts Festival. I spoke with co-director of the festival, David Don, about what we can expect. What events are happening for the Brisbane Street Art Festival in 2017?
So we have a selection of 50-plus events across about a three-week period. Beginning from the 11th of February, this Saturday, we have the opening of night at the Brisbane Powerhouse, which is the opening of the old school exhibition called Where It Began, which is about a collection of 50 photos collected from 84 to 94, which is generally about the first decade of Brisbane graffiti, so more or less documenting the kind of pioneers of graffiti. So that opens up on the 11th at the Powerhouse, as well as kind of a VR interactive kind of performance, a couple of bands, and the launch of our new app, which is Art Atlas, which basically it's an online archive for street art and graffiti across the globe, more or less. So that's more or less kind of the beginning of the festival. Over the course of the 3 weeks, we have a number of events around QUT, Brisbane Powerhouse, and Queensland Museum, as well as a couple of street parties at Fish Lane and the Tivoli, which is a kind of a music kind of based event centered around performance and participatory kind of workshops, more or less. And that's called Yonder. As well as that, we also have about 15 workshops as well, which is a QUT Reform, and also at the Iron Lac store in Brisbane City.
So it's a packed festival.
Absolutely packed. There's a couple of other events that I probably haven't named as well. But yeah, a mammoth kind of undertaking. But yeah, basically something for everyone, I guess, from kind of workshops to events to music to kind of dance, theatre and performance as well. So
what is Brisbane's relationship with street art?
Well, a tumultuous one, to say the least. Street art for me, you know, there's a definitely parallel with graffiti and street art. And I guess it's kind of an age old debate, depending on, you know, what is the difference, I guess. From an insider's point of view, there definitely is a difference. But I guess from an outsider's, it's all kind of lumped under vandalism. But, there definitely is a passion and a very creative element to both those kind of streams, I guess. The connection for Brisbane, you know, it is quite vibrant. But I guess, you know, it's definitely difficult to kind of find that nowadays. Brisbane City Council and Queensland Rail being quite active in buffing a lot of work across the city. But I think that, you know, a lot of artists have taken to other avenues, and I guess this is where the Brisbane Street Arts Festival has kind of come in, and our motivation for that is to kind of provide a platform, I guess, for artists that are unable to kind of put their work on the streets, I guess, and provide a legitimate kind of avenue or platform for them to kind of showcase their work. So